The Wallaroos have made it through to the next stage of the Women's Rugby World Cup in the UK after a win, a loss and a draw in the pool stages. And they are fresh off playing in front of a sold out 30,000 plus crowd, including a very special guest, Princess Kate Middleton, who visited them in the rooms after. So the Wallaroos will play Canada 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. And their young fullback, Caitlin House, is with us, nicknamed the Kid. She's been on fire in the tournament, and I'm pumped to have her on ABC Sport. How are you, Caitlin?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. Hey, the place we always start here on the show with athletes is a core memory from sport as a kid. So I want you to wind back the clock for us and give us something that jumps out to you from like early days of playing sport, just that's locked in your memory bank.
I'll probably say when I first started playing rugby, my dad took me down to the local rugby club and got me in with the boys, and I think probably one of my first training sessions, it was probably one of the best days of my life back then. Just being able to run around with the footy with the boys and tackle them. Yeah, that was probably a cool memory.
So you played with the boys for how long?
5 or 6 years.
Was there ever a time you came up against a team full of boys and you were the only girl in your team and on the whole pitch?
Yeah, I think almost every game I was the only girl. I think there was probably one other girl in the Illawarra, like competition for union, but yeah, I was probably the only girl.
Did you ever cop some flack from the boys, or were you putting on big hits so they couldn't talk to you much?
No, I was always copping a bit of comments here and there, but no, I'll just smack them up and move on.
Yeah, that was your mentality. I'm just going to hit you harder.
Yeah.
How did that work for you?
It worked fine. Just lined them up, hit them. Didn't have much to say after that.
I mentioned your nickname is the Kid. Like you've got all these records of playing, you know, youngest Waratahs, youngest Wallaroos. Do you reckon those early days of playing with boys who were trying to, you know, chirp you and just having to hit, do you reckon that steeled you for playing effectively younger than anyone else on the pitch these days?
Yeah, I think it did help a lot. I think also playing with the boys allowed my skills to develop a lot quicker. But yeah, I think definitely playing with the boys from a young age helped me being younger, coming up into these teams.
Speaking of being one of the youngest, you're one of the youngest Aussies to represent, well, the youngest ever at a Rugby World Cup. How cool has it been the last few weeks going to what is, you know, the Holy Grail event for rugby union fans?
Yeah, I think it's been like such a surreal experience. I think firstly being selected, I think, I don't know, if you asked me a year or two ago if I would be in contention for the World Cup, I would not think I'd be sitting here. But I think, yeah, just finding out was such like a whirlwind of like emotions. And then finally being here and getting out there and just getting to play footy in front of such big crowds, like nothing that we're used to back home, not yet at least. But yeah, I think it's been such a cool experience and something that I'll remember forever.
Caitlin Hulse joining us here on ABC Sport, live from the UK, ahead of the Wallaroos playing in a quarterfinal against Canada. You mentioned how quick it's happened. Like a year ago was your Wallaroos debut and now you are at the World Cup scoring tries. Is your mind a bit blown at just how fast it's happening?
Yeah, definitely blown. I think I literally debuted last year and now I'm at a World Cup. I think that's pretty crazy, and I think not many people get to go to World Cup at all. It happens every 4 years, but yeah, to be able to do it so quick from coming up to the world stage, I think that's pretty cool.
What have your mates from, you know, Southwest Sydney been saying to you over these past couple of weeks watching you kill it in the World Cup?
Yeah, I think a lot of my school friends have been proud of me. They message me every now and then saying they're watching my games. Even some school teachers have been getting up early and messaging me saying I've been playing well, which is really cool. But I think, yeah, some of them don't really get what rugby is, but I think they're just happy to be supporting me doing what I do on a world stage.
Are there any school teachers that maybe didn't love you at school but now are like, oh, okay, Caitlin's killing it?
No, some of them probably didn't like that I was away so much, but yeah. No, they all genuinely helped me out with being away and like sending like stuff out, so they're all lovely.
Yeah, nice. I've seen some solid try celebrations as well. I saw Baby Chief do it, got a run on your Instagram. There's been a plenty of aura chat with Maya Stewart, who we had on the show. How much thought is going into the try cellies at the moment?
I'm going to be honest, there was no thought process into the start of the celebration. I just scored and just arms up to the crowd. There was no thought process behind it, but now it's stuck. Yeah, Maya did kind of flame me about celebrating after scoring. So I'm going to try and keep it minimal. So
yeah, and come on, Maya, like Maya can't be getting jealous. She gets all the tries. She's got to leave some for everyone else, right?
Yeah, scores plenty of tries, but she never seems to celebrate, so bit of a humble girl.
We want celebrations. Come on. I saw you had your family there as well. Who's over in the UK?
My mum, dad and siblings are over. My nana, my uncle Arnie and one of my cousins have been over supporting me.
Sick. What a crew. How special has it been to be able to, you know, be able to share this with them?
Yeah, it's very special to have them over, I think. Obviously, they've all been there since the start of my journey when I was like 6 years old. So to be able to see them come over and celebrate with me, even though some of the little ones probably don't know what's going on, or they're just happy to see me and proud that I get to play footy. So, yeah, I think it's super special having them over, and I'm super grateful that they were able to travel over to be able to support me.
How many siblings have you got?
I've got three younger siblings.
Three. So you're the oldest of four. Yeah, right. What's how old's the youngest?
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 7 years of age watching your sister at a World Cup. That is, do they not know what's going on, or can they see how wild this is?
No, I don't think she can. She's just happy that she gets to see all of her favourite players after the game when all the girls come around. She's like, can you go get Maya for me? I'm like, oh, I've literally just played a World Cup game. No, but it's cool. I think she just likes being able to cheer loud. Like, she loves yelling stuff out the field. Doesn't know what she's cheering for, but, yeah, she just loves being here.
Just noise. Yeah, well, let's chat about the game on the weekend, Caitlin, because there was a lot of noise, 30,000 plus. What did it feel like to play in front of that amount of people? I can't imagine you've played in front of 30,000 people before.
No, definitely haven't played in front of 30,000 people, but I think it was really cool. It was also obviously really loud. I think once the chant started, it was a bit deafening. Couldn't really hear much, couldn't really hear other teammates. But, yeah, I think it was really cool, and I hope we can start getting more crowds like that back at home, because, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, England in the home Rugby World Cup, their favourites. You know, there's a reason they had so much support there. One special guest was Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton. She came into the rooms afterwards. There's a short video of it, but what was it like when you got word that she was coming down into the Wallaroos change rooms?
Yeah, I think we all got told quietly when we were on the pitch, and then most girls ran back inside. And then a couple of us were like, what do we do? Like, how do we greet this lady? Like, do we shake her hand? Like, do we say, like, yeah, nice to meet you, Your Highness? Like, I don't know. We're like, some of the girls are like searching up on like Google, like what to say to the princess. Like, everyone was just like so, like G'd up to meet her. Like, everyone was just like buzzing. Some girls set up their phones, like, so they could video her shaking the hand. But she ended up coming in, talking to the coaches, and then everyone like ran over there and got their phones out so they could record it. But no, it was so cool to have her come into the change room. I think everyone was just buzzed that she was there.
Yeah. So did you get to shake her hand, or was that fleeting interaction where Pessie's talking and then she leaves? Was that all it was?
I think that's all it was. She, shook some of the coaches' hands, some of the leadership hands, and then I think some girls got to talk to her outside, like, when she was coming in. But yeah, I think that was about the interaction.
And who started who did the like three cheers for Princess Kate?
Oh, I don't know who it was. It was probably Bessie or someone.
Yeah.
One of the leadership girls would have just got the cheer going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's her aura levels at, Princess Kate?
Oh, that would be pretty high. She's literally the princess of the country.
Yeah.
In the thousands at least.
Thousands, yeah, absolutely. Is there anyone who's rivaled that in terms of, like, you're very young in your career? Has someone commented on a video or you know, followed you on Instagram and you've been like, what? They know who I am, or they've seen my try?
There's a couple of people. Actually, Ellie Kildon just followed me, so.
Who's that for people who don't know?
Ellie Kildon is the English fullback. She followed me last night. That's pretty cool. She was actually the World Rugby Player of the Year last year.
So. Yeah. Okay. So she saw something on the weekend and she thought, oh, I'm going to give Caitlin a follow.
Must have.
Did you follow back, or were you already following?
No, I was already following.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
talk to me about the result as well, because it was a strange one. You knew going into the game that if you didn't win, you had to sort of lose by less than a certain amount. And there was rightfully celebrations. You had a great first half against the Red Roses. But how strange was it at the end of the game to sort of be cheering for a 40-point loss?
I think, yeah, it was really weird at the end of the game. I think the first emotions were probably sad because we've just lost a rugby game. But then we kind of got into a huddle and they're like, we've qualified. So then I think the emotions kind of turned around. Everyone was happy that we obviously made the quarters because that's, you know, what we're here to do, progress on to stages. It was a bit weird after the game. I think, yeah, it was weird. We lost, but and everyone was kind of sad. And then we got, like, the quarterfinal news and everyone was happy. So, yeah, I think we're all just grateful to make it to the quarters and then show up, hopefully.
Caitlin Hulse joining us here on ABC Sport ahead of the Wallaroos playing Canada. I've got a couple more for you, Caitlin, before I let you go. Firstly, another one of the youngsters in the team, we had her on the show maybe 6 weeks ago, Wayaria Ellis. Birthday this week on tour as well. Will she celebrate or is she, as she told us, still studying for her HSC pretty hard?
Yeah, her birthday's on Thursday. She's a good girl. She'll probably be studying. I think got a HSC's a couple of weeks after we get back. So she's been in those books. I keep asking her questions about like what she's been studying to make sure she's actually been doing it. I think we'll do a bit of a celebration Thursday night, a bit of a party, some cakes, some games. She's cracked into that HSC stuff. So she'll probably be locked in on that.
Okay. So are you in charge of like testing her on what she's learned or not quite?
I wouldn't say in charge. She always just tells me she studies and then I'll ask her what she studied. And if I know something about the subject, I'll just start quizzing her or I'll ask her some questions about it to see if she's actually studying.
Nice. All right. You're part-time school teacher on tour, keeping her in check. Last question. Canada, as I said, playing them early Sunday morning, Australia time. Second best team in the world by rankings for women's rugby. So it would be an upset if the Wallaroos win. Give us one thing you reckon the Wallaroos can do to kind of upset Canada and maybe cause that upset.
Probably our forwards. I think if we can beat them for strength and power through the middle, like if we can get on the front foot and then we can get the ball to our outside backs like Mayer and Desi. I think if we can get the ball in their hands with them in a little bit of space, I think we can create a lot. I think if we take in our mentality from the first half against England last week with a few tweaks, I think we'll go a long way and hopefully get that upset.
Awesome. Well, it's been great to get to know you, Caitlin. You're a star on the field already and, yeah, it's great to hear your story. Good luck for the game against Canada and, we'll be cheering you on from here in Australia.
Thank you so much.